Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. It is our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. What are you guys up to?
Well, I have learned from talking to you not to panic when I see the injury report. So, Clowney, Diggs, Ferguson, Lamb, Lipke, Revel, Wilson, all limited. Normally, this would send me into a spiral, but you've taught me that I need to calm down. Wait till today to further see how it's playing out. How are you feeling about the general health of the Cowboys heading into the Vikings game?
Well, I think of all those guys, and what was there, one guy out, or was there two? Was
I think there were two, but one of them was
Adeniji
for
and Guyton.
Yeah. Oh, no. Adeniji is back. It was Hooker for personal reasons.
Oh, Hooker. That's right. Yeah, Guyton is still on the cord, so I think he's out. I think the rest of the guys, and they practiced in pads and had the helmets on, and all of those other guys were out there and doing something, right?
Okay.
So I think the concern on the limited ones shouldn't be that high, because last week when Clowney didn't make it, it was a game time decision. But at least now he was out there with his helmet and pads on, and he was at least limited in practice when before he wasn't doing anything. So I think that's a good indication there. And I think all those other guys, it's a pretty good indication. And they just got to make a decision on Diggs on when they think they're going to take him off injured reserve.
Now, Corey brought up a player who has been kind of a Dallas Cowboys boogeyman at times, Aaron Jones. And I know that success was as a member of...
He was wearing yellow.
Yes, as a member of the Packers, but... What are your thoughts about Aaron Jones and maybe that run attack in general? Because he does have a good track record against the Cowboys.
Yeah, no, he does. Although, tell me a running back that doesn't have a good track record against the Cowboys.
That's a good point.
We're looking in previous years, right? And, you know, but I don't know if he's been hurt. He only has 81 carries. For 376 yards.
Right.
The guy that's been their lead guy is Mason. You know, and he's averaging 4.7 a carry, and he leads them with 6 rushing touchdowns. Now, they only have 9 rushing touchdowns. So I don't know if that speaks to their depth at the running back position or their problems on the offensive line being able to run the ball. I mean, think about it. Javonte Williams has 9 rushing touchdowns on his own. That's all the Vikings have as a team. So I think that puts maybe something into perspective on their ability to run the ball, even if they have Aaron Jones out there.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to dismiss what he's done to the Cowboys previously.
No, I hear you.
But I'm just saying that, yeah, that's a name. You know, I would be more worried about Justin Jefferson than Aaron Jones.
Yeah, it seems like Justin Jefferson knows how to play some football, even if the last couple weeks haven't been friendly to him.
They don't want to throw the ball to him.
Yeah, I think both of those quarterbacks, they must be mad at him, obviously.
Maybe they're not that good.
I don't know, because I'm looking at their stats, and they got him for 109 targets.
You told me, though, pay attention to the
targets. Not all those targets are good targets.
Yeah, I realize that. But the next guy with the next most has got 70.
Wow. All right.
He's the guy. He is definitely the guy there.
Maybe he's not catching all those bad passes, right?
Maybe not. Mickey, I know Shoddy kind of brought this up. I did see it on y'all's mailbag, too, and I think we've noticed this a lot this season, but we've, you know, sometimes feel this way in lots of different times. Slow starts was something Shoddy said they got to fix. How do you fix a slow start? Is it by making sure your first 15s are more important? Like what do they do to fix that?
Yeah. Well, first of all, if I win the toss, I'm taking the ball.
Okay.
Yes.
Because it seems like when the other team gets the ball, they score.
But it doesn't feel like Shoddy thinks that too, though, does it?
Yeah, I know, because he said he likes to double down. But you're not assured of that, right?
Sure.
Right. You're not assured of, you know, getting the last possession in the first half and the first possession in the second half, but you're almost assured the other team's going to score if they get the ball to start the game. You know, I made a list of what the opponents have done, like on their opening possessions, and if we go backwards, the Lions first possession field goal. The Chiefs, first two possessions, touchdown, touchdown. The Eagles, touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. The Raiders, punt, field goal, field goal. The Cardinals, field goal, touchdown. Field goal, touchdown. So, and a blocked field goal. So, yeah, the defense is not getting off to fast starts. And I figured out that if we go back to the Denver game where the Cowboys actually scored first, kicked a field goal, but they ended up going down 14-3. All those opponents over that span of games have outscored the Cowboys 72-9.
Jeez.
Holy moly.
That is terrible.
So, yeah, I've been talking about these slow starts,
yeah,
and they're not getting any faster.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I suggested that, Dak used to start the play cue.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
With here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he ought to just get out there and start that in the huddle before they go out on the field. Because it's time to go. Wake up and go.
You know what? I've changed my mind about that, Mickey. I think that now during practice, he gets a starter pistol, like at a track meet.
And
neat. That really gets him in the mindset of, okay, we gotta hit the ground running here, guys.
I got to give my... This used to be growing up watching baseball with my father, and the pitchers would get off to a slow start, like they'd score two or three runs, and then they'd go three up, three down. And he used to say all the time, I think they need to warm up more. And I would give him, oh, Dad, you know, give me a break. But it occurred to me the other day, I was thinking, oh, my father would probably say, yeah, they probably should have warmed up.
You've come around to it. You've come around to
it. It always happens that way, doesn't it?
All right, so we're trying to get faster starts offensively. To go along with that, which Dallas Cowboys defense is going to show up?
Yeah, that'll be, you know, a very, very good question. And maybe if they don't turn the ball over, because I think two of their possessions that started on the other side of the 50 were turn takeaways, right? And then the others, there were three or four possessions that they started, the Lions started past their 40-yard line, between the 40 and the 50.
Right.
Well, that makes it a little more difficult if you only have to, you know, go 50 yards to 60 yards to score a touchdown.
Sure.
So the special teams have got to do a better job, too. I think they had their hand in some of what they gave up against the Lions, because the other three games were acceptable, right? You know, and I know the Chiefs scored 28 points, but it was the Chiefs. And it was Mahomes, right? But to give up 44 again, there were some other people that had a hand in that. So, again, do a better job stopping the run and get these teams at least to third down. I think I told you yesterday, the Lions only had 8 third down plays.
Yeah.
They were hurting them on first and second. They were never even getting to third. And they only converted 3 of 8. And I don't think they ever have to go for it on fourth down. So, yeah, I think that stopping the run and stopping those explosive plays was the key to that three-game winning streak.
Yeah, you're talking about turnovers, and I can't remember if we discussed this at the beginning of the week, but we all love Jake Ferguson, and we all love the effort that he puts out in there. How do you have that conversation with somebody that's like, hey, I appreciate you giving your all, but sometimes we got to ease up just a little bit so we don't fumble the ball?
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, if you're trying to run through one guy or pull two guys along, okay. But when you got three guys tugging on you, like in that game, just go down. You know, live to play another down. And I think that, yeah, I think you have to, you know, put that in perspective, that protecting the ball is vitally more important than gaining another 1 or 2 yards by trying to bully your way through.
Yeah. No, look, I'm with...
Listen.
But it's tough to be like, you're competitive. Don't go for it. And that's the tough balance, because you're right, Mickey. But at the same time, Jake Ferguson's like, 3 guys, that's nothing. I can defeat them and get more yards.
Right. It's like, attaboy, I appreciate the effort, but at some point, just common sense takes over for valor or whatever that saying
is. Right.
There was always that, I'll just use Emmett as a reference here, okay? But whenever Emmett would run out of bounds, instead of laying his shoulder into somebody, I'd be like, dude, he could have gotten 2 extra yards. And my dad'd be like, he'll get those yards on the next play.
And absolutely. And save your body, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes, you hate to say it, but sometimes, depending on what the situation is, you got to make a business decision.
Oh, look at Mickey Spagnuolo being pro-business decision is what
Sanders.
I just heard.
Yeah,
okay.
Mickey's a big business guy, always has been. He's always into business.
Okay, I know he just had a great game. What are your thoughts about J.J. McCarthy? Because he probably just had his best game as a pro, best drive as a pro, but the three...
Against one of the worst pass defenses out there.
That is fair. But in his previous 3 games, all losses, he had thrown multiple interceptions, and he's turned the ball over a lot. What do you make of the Vikings QB?
Yeah, I was ready to give up on him was it the season opener when they didn't do squat the first 3 quarters?
And then he looked
all of a
awesome.
Sudden they erupted and scored all those touchdowns. And I go, oh, I guess that's why they spent a first round pick on him. Because before that, I was going, this guy? And so, it's been pretty uneven so far. But a lot of times, not all rookie quarterbacks that get thrown in to the fire, excel. Sometimes it takes some time. I keep hearing about him, and I looked up his stats, and two things stuck out to me. One, his completion percentage is 56%.
Oof.
Yeah, exactly. And then his touchdowns to interception ratio, 9-10.
And it was 6-10 before that last game.
Right. So, growing pains. He's got Justin Jefferson, but, we don't know. We don't see what the offensive line is doing, right?
Right.
How well they're end up playing because he's taken – he hasn't played, I want to say, 9 games, maybe 8 at the most, because he missed a whole bunch, right?
Yeah.
And then came back and missed one. He's been sacked 24 times, too. So, if you're only playing a half the season so far and you got 24 sacks, either the production's not good or you're not seeing things awfully well. So, you see his arm strength. I think you see some of the things he does, and you go, okay, that's pretty darn good. This is my quarterback. Well, sometimes it takes a year or two before you flourish.
Yeah.
And sometimes you run into the Cowboys, and then maybe they take you down and you don't get to flourish again.
Well, they better get pressure on him, because the last thing you want is for him to get comfortable in the pocket and give him time to sort things out before he has to throw the ball. You want to speed up his time clock in the pocket, and that's when you make mistakes. So, yeah, getting pressure on him I think is going to be vitally important for them to hold Minnesota to a reasonable amount of points.
See, and I'm with you, and Corey, I appreciate the positivity. As long as we all at least admit sometimes you run into the Cowboys and then you fix things up.
Okay. Sometimes that's true.
Okay.
Hopefully not this week is all I'm saying.
I agree. All right. Thank you very much, Mickey. We will catch up with you again tomorrow.
Sounds good. Have a good day.
There you go. Mickey Spagnuolo from DallasCowboys.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.